Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life.
Today's question for Dr. Sarah Shaw is, what can I expect from a menopause appointment with my doctor?
Thank you for asking. So the first thing I would say is a review of symptoms. What's bothering you? What are your symptoms? To fill that out a little bit more for the doctor. And you want to think about what is the impact on your life? The physician, you should expect your physician to ask you that. You want to think about, your doctor should be asking you about, what do you think is the cause for these symptoms? Because sometimes women come in and they actually have a very clear idea in mind, or they have an anxiety or a fear of what's going on, and an opportunity to think about other causes for symptoms. So menopause can cover a lot of symptoms, but we also need to rule out other symptoms that can look like menopause. Is this a problem with your thyroid? Is this anemia? There's many things. So probably the very best thing you can do in terms of a useful medical appointment is actually to have a very good history. There's a lot of talk on social media around blood work for hormones. Sometimes that's indicated, but if you don't get blood work, if you don't get a lab rec for blood work, it doesn't mean you did not get a very thorough assessment. It is not always necessary to have blood work done to have an excellent health assessment for menopause. You might be asked to do other forms of investigations like imaging. After that, you should expect that you have an array of options. For many medical problems, we have many options. It's not just one medication. It's not just hormonal medication. There's non-hormonal options. There's lifestyle things. There's all kinds of options. So really, you should expect that your doctor is giving you a choice of options. You should have shared decision-making. It's your body, it's your life. Your physician is the expert from the health perspective, but it really should be about shared decision-making and personalized treatment. A piece of that personalized treatment is also looking at risk factors. Some treatment options may be better for you or not, depending on your personalized risk factors. So this includes things like cancer history, if you've had a heart attack, a stroke, if you have very high blood pressure, that should be a consideration in treatment. And last, to think about either referral, if that physician is not the best person to help you, or follow-up appointments. Good medical care is really around checking back in. Has the treatment actually helped? Have the symptoms evolved? What's going on now? Do we need to tweak the medication? So having multiple follow-up visits is going to give you the best care.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.